Hello, my name's Rich, and welcome to our Monday Roundup section on Premier Skills English.
Hi there, I'm Jack. Every Monday, we discuss last weekend's action, the best players, the best matches, fantasy football, and make some predictions for next weekend.
We want you to practice your English and interact with Premier League fans from around the world in our comments section.
You can do this on the Premier Skills English website or the Premier Skills British Council Facebook page if that's where you're listening to us.
There were some great games in Match Week 34, so let's get on with this week's roundup. City win third Premier League title.
Manchester City became Premier League champions for the third time this weekend. A surprise win for West Brom against Manchester United handed City the title with five matches still to play.
City excel at Wembley.
City knew that a win against Spurs would put pressure on their City rivals, and they put their recent defensive problems behind them. Goals from Gabriel Jesus, Ilkay Gundogan and Raheem Sterling gave City a 3-1 win.
Now for the records.
City won't stop now because there are records to be broken. City are on 87 points and could still get to 100 points and break Chelsea's record in a Premier League season, which stands at 95 points.
They could become the fourth team to score 100 goals in a season. They've scored 93 up to now and are looking to break Chelsea's record of 103.
Chelsea also have the most wins in a Premier League season, 30. City need three more wins to break that record.
The record for the biggest winning margin is 18 points, held by Manchester United. That record could go too. City is 16 points clear of Manchester United at the moment.
It's certainly been a record-breaking season for the blue half of Manchester.
Vocabulary alert! Vocabulary alert!
The record for the biggest winning margin is 18 points. Margin.
Yes, this is quite a difficult word. I think the first time I heard this word was at school. Teachers would always say, "Don't write in the margins. That's the empty space at the side of the page."
And in football?
In football, it means the amount of goals or points one team wins by. So, Manchester City are currently leading the Premier League by a margin of 16 points.
You can also use it more generally. In a running race, for example, you could say that the sprinter won by a narrow margin. Or in politics, you can say that the politician won by a big margin. Right. Every Monday, we give out three Match Week awards. Player of the Week, Team of the Week, and Match of the Week.
In the comments section, you need to tell us if you agree with our choices.
These awards always create a lot of discussion. Last week, lots of you agreed with our choices, but not all of you.
Last week, Rich said that Manchester City would have to wait another week for the Premier League title. He was wrong, as the Reds Brazil from Brazil said he would be.
All right. Anyway, let's see who agrees and disagrees with our decisions this week. Write your opinions on our Facebook page or on the website.
Let's start with our Player of the Week. There were some great individual performances in the Premier League last weekend.
Ben Foster, the West Brom goalkeeper, had a great game. Olivier Giroud scored twice in Chelsea's comeback win against Southampton, and Wilfried Zaha was brilliant for Palace as they got an important win against Brighton.
But we're going to choose from two players, Manchester City's Kevin De Bruyne and Liverpool's Mohamed Salah. Both have been brilliant all season, and both had great games at the weekend.
This week, we're going to go for Kevin De Bruyne. It was a big win against Spurs, and some of De Bruyne's passing was first class.
And now, our team of the week.
Well, there were good wins for City, Liverpool, Chelsea, Burnley, Newcastle, Palace, and Huddersfield, but our team of the week this week is West Bromwich Albion.
This is why we love the Premier League, isn't it? Rich said West Brom were dead and buried last week, and they probably still are. But to go to Old Trafford, bottom of the table, without an away win since August, and pick up all 3 points is excellent.
And finally, our match of the week. Well, I think we have to go for Tottenham v Manchester City. It was a great way for City to bounce back after 3 consecutive defeats, going away to one of your closest rivals and playing them off the park. What's been happening in fantasy football this week, Jack?
The top scoring player in match week 34 was Crystal Palace's Wilfried Zaha with 14 points.
And where's the Premier Skills team in the Premier Skills Fantasy Football League?
We're in 12th place. We've moved up one place since last week. I'm hoping for a top 10 finish.
And our team of the week?
That goes to Gigo Team, managed by Fabio Giozzo, a Liverpool fan from Italy.
Well done, Fabio.
You predicted a Spurs win last week, but Manchester City won and wrapped up the Premier League title too.
A good win for City, but not a good prediction by me. This week's prediction is going to move away from the Premier League because it's FA Cup semi-final weekend.
Southampton Chelsea and Manchester United Tottenham. Who do you think will be in the final?
Well, I don't think you can see beyond a Chelsea win in the first semi-final. I think Chelsea will win comfortably. I'm predicting a 2-0 win for the Blues in that one.
And in the other?
The Manchester United-Tottenham match is much more difficult to predict. My head says Spurs should win. They're playing at home. Manchester United were awful against West Brom, but brilliant against City the week before. I just have a feeling that Jose Mourinho might get his tactics right for this one. I think the final score will be Manchester United 1, Spurs 0.
Right, that's all we have time for. I hope you've enjoyed this football roundup.
And don't forget to join the discussion at the bottom of the page. And if you've enjoyed this podcast, why not leave a rating or review, and that will help other people find us.
Bye for now, and enjoy your football.